And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
Welcome to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Greg. Thank you for joining us today. That first song was my favorite song by The Headcoats. It's called I Wish I Knew What I Was Living For. It's off of one of their 1 million LPs that they have here in the Maximum Rock and Roll collection. I pulled off the stack of LPs of The Headcoats and The Headcoatees before this radio show, and it was like, I don't know, like a foot thick or something like that. Anyway, thanks for joining us. I'm going to play a lot of new stuff and a lot of old stuff and a lot of in-between stuff for you today. It's just me, so I'm going to do whatever I want. But I always do that anyway. Anyway, we're going to start off with Constant Insult from Minneapolis. This is off their new 6-song 12-inch. The song is called Broken Bones.
Quiet, and my voice.
welcome back. I didn't realize that song ended so quickly. That was Daisy World off of their new tape. I believe the song was called In. And I don't know how you can get it from them, but I'm sure you can figure it out somehow in the internet world. They're a great band from Oakland. Before that was Hagface off of their new split 7-inch. The song was called Witch Stomp. Before that, we had Billy Synth and the Turnups off of their reissue LP that came out this year out of some label from Pittsburgh. I think it was Mind Cure. I'm not really sure. But anyway, it's an old synth band from late 70s, early 80s. The song was called Young Kids on Drugs. Before that was Raw Pony from Ohio with their song Shattered off of their new two-song 45. And started off the set with Constant Insult from Minneapolis off of their new six-song 12-inch. The song was called Broken Bones. Next up is kind of a mishmash set of new and old stuff that I just love. And I'm going to start off the set with Mass Hysteria off of their one-song 7-inch called Paranoid. And Grace is trying to fuck with me in the background. Anyway, this is Mass Hysteria with their song Paranoid off their one song 7-inch that they only pressed like 200 of or something. Hope you enjoy it. Thank you.
Endless night, endless night. See my dark blue.
That was Earth Girls off of their new 4-song 7-inch. This song was called Someone I'd Like to Know. Before that, we had Needles off of their 7-inch on Iron Lung from a couple years ago. The song was called Not Losing Faith. Before that was Amoebas in Chaos, which are an old Indiana band from the late 70s, early 80s. The song was called Have You Slugged Your Kid Today? I think it was on some compilation or something. I don't think it was on their LP that they put out, but I found it recently and really liked it. Before that was The Jerks. The song was called Get Your Woofing Dog Off Me. That was an old surprise that I found in the collection. Before that was a band whose name I cannot say. I'm not going to say it. Just look it up on the website. It starts with a Y. Before that was Raw War, which was an old band from Oakland. I say old band, but I mean like 2010. That was off one of their mini tapes, or maybe they just had two tapes. I don't know. Anyway, it was off one of their tapes. I don't know what the song is called because they don't have any titles on the tapes. Before that was ADDC off of their second LP. The song was called Wallace. I haven't listened to it in a long time, but it's bringing back some nice memories to listen to them. And starting off the set, Mass Hysteria off of their 1-song 7-inch. The song was called Paranoid. Next up, I'm going to play a little bit of a rock and roll set. I was trying to cue up the first song, and I felt stressed for time. And so I just put it on the first song that I could cue up. I don't know which song it is, but it's off the Buck Biloxi and the Fucks record. Every song on it's good, so it's gonna be good, whatever it is. If you get a chance to pick up this record, and you should look at the back cover. They have an amazing map of Mississippi on the back cover that's just, it's beyond words. I cannot describe it to you, but it's so good. And from someone who lived in Mississippi, it's also so true. But you should check it out. You should check out their entire album. Here is a song off that album. Who knows what it is? I'll tell you later. I'm always grabbing all the time. There's nothing I can call mine. People getting in my face. I get my own estate from outer space. I always know where I smell that glow. You better tell me where I wanna know. Take me where I wanna go. My mind's just a weapon now. There isn't any way out. Spitting in the wormhole. Spitting up cold. I only know where I smell that glow. You better tell me where I wanna go. Tell me where I wanna know. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
That was Briss. That was an old hardcore band from Chattanooga. They put out a 7-inch. It sounds like fucking garbage. If you find it in a dollar bin, pick it up because it's worth it, but it sounds like garbage. That was not on their 7-inch. It's an unreleased song, and it's my favorite song by them. Before that, we had the Larry Birds, which is an old band from Ohio. Off of their last 7-inch they put out, it was a 4-song 7-inch. That was the song Rushville, which is about taking over a town in Indiana and having all punks move there, and which sounds good and terrible, but having punk shows all the time and rotten houses that are falling down and all this shit. It's good. Before that was Hidden Spots with the song American Parking Lot, which is a song I've been thinking about a lot lately. It's about going out in the woods and not paying attention to anything anymore. And, just, I don't know, maybe just dying in the woods or something. Before that was Princess Thunderstorm with their song Rock is Dead off of their last 7-inch. It's a 2-song 45. And before that was Buck Biloxi and the Fucks. I still don't know what song it was that I played, but I'll figure it out before I upload this thing, and you can just read it online. Now,
like a commoner.
What?
Like a commoner.
Like a commoner. I'm sorry that I'm not just telling you what you need to know right now. I ran out of songs, so Grace frantically threw a set together, and we'll see what she has. Take it away, Grace.
These are all records that I found on my desk from a mixtape that I was making for a boy that I thought I had a crush on, but it was definitely aborted. This is Speed by Speed off of their record called Speed.
Over and over again, my brain is running wild. masculine achievement. Masculine value.
Okay, you just heard Vulpes with Me Gusta Ser Una Zorra. Before that was Negazione with Mascere off of their first 7-inch. And kicking off that set was the triply named Speed by Speed off of their record called Speed, Teenage Ineptitude at its absolute finest. Greg, what are you going to play for us next?
Well, I'm going to do our outro, but first I would like to thank you for joining us on Maximum Rock and Roll Radio, where we bring you DIY punk from around the world every week for free.
For free.
If you like what you hear, why not donate?
Free.
So we can keep it free and keep music coming to you. Donating is easy. It's tax deductible. Go to our website, MaximumRockinRoll.com, and click on the donate button for more details. And for more information about the radio show, check out our website, radio.maximumrockandroll.com. You can email us at radio@maximumrockandroll.com. If you would like to get a review in the magazine, send 2 copies of vinyl, 1 copy of CD, 1 copy of your tape. Don't send us multiple copies of every... Don't send us like 5 copies of your tape.
No, and we don't want like 50 stickers or pins. We just want the record.
Yeah.
Unless your band is good. Your pin is cool. Jesus.
That was not me. That was Grace saying that, the coordinator of Maximum Rock and Roll. But we got pins and stickers coming out our ears over here.
So we have a small carbon footprint.
So yeah, send us your stuff. Don't send us all your stuff, but just send us your stuff. Send us a cassette. I love a cassette. I played 2 on the radio today. Anyway, send it to us. Maximum Rock and Roll, P.O. Box 460760, San Francisco, California, 94146, USA. We're on Twitter. It says to say that. But we're also on Instagram, and we're on Grindr and some other stuff. We have a clean version of the show available thanks to John Carnes, and also thanks to Stench Radio for carrying the show at stenchradio.com. So our last song is by Vex. I asked Grace if we should play the hit or the slow song, and she said the slow song doesn't get enough love. So we're gonna play the slow song because it's really good. It's really good live. It's really good on record. The whole thing's really good, and I'm looking forward to whatever they do next. Thank you.
Peace.
Walking in the rain, gotta figure out.